listening. It could be for education or confirmation. Choice is pretty much up to you. When it's for confirmation of something that's wrong and placing health at risk, well, doesn't listening for education seem to be a wiser choice? That's not the case when it comes to COVID-19 with people, albeit a decreasing number. If you don't like wearing a face mask and embrace conspiracies about vaccines, you find one or two people in the public eye who agree with you. The other multiple dozens of medical experts who offer science-based guidance to the contrary? Nope. As far as you're concerned, they're clueless. But as I said, things are changing when it comes to COVID-19 denial. Case in point, recently hosts on the Fox News Channel, Sean Hannity, Peter Ducey, among others, encouraged their viewers to get the COVID-19 vaccine. Now, their words had a pretty strong effect. 27% of Fox News viewers now say they will not get the vaccine. Well, that's good news because back in March, that number was 37%. So how about we spend some time in this segment with some medical and scientific facts regarding COVID-19. As far as most recent reported cases, current 7-day moving average of daily new cases increased 64.1%. Compared with the previous 7-day moving average, current 7-day moving average is 73.8% lower than the peak, that was January 10th of this year, but is 480% higher than the lowest number, which was back in mid-June of this year. New hospital admissions, current 7-day average, 46.3% increase in the prior 7-day average, 7-day moving average for new admissions. That's been consistently increasing since the end of June. CDC's Coronavirus Disease 2019 Associated Hospitalization Surveillance Network, that's called COVIDNet, is showing that hospitalization rates are increasing in younger adults. While adults ages 65 and older are still most at risk, it's the younger adults who are also at risk for COVID-19 associated hospitalizations. Rates of hospitalizations are low when compared to previous months of the pandemic, but some of the preliminary data is showing that weekly rates of COVID-19 associated hospitalizations have increased rather significantly for adults ages 18 to 49. Weekly rates in adults 18 to 49 for the week ending July 10th, that's increased by nearly 40%. Probably heard Florida Governor Ron DeSantis. He wants you to believe that Florida is showing how it's done when it comes to COVID-19. Well, let's look at some of those numbers. Coronavirus-related hospitalizations in Florida up 13% from the previous peak on July 23rd of 2020. This is from the Florida Hospital Association. They said they expect 60% of hospitals in the state to face what they consider to be a critical staffing shortage within the next 7 days. FHA reports 84% of all inpatient beds and 86.5% of ICU beds are currently occupied. And again, according to the FHA, those hospitalized in Florida with the COVID-19 virus, 21% are in the ICU, 13% on ventilators. Some more facts and stats of interest and concern. The Delta variant now accounts for an estimated 93.4% of coronavirus circulating in the U.S. Back at the end of May, it was only 3%. Rates of positivity in children in Louisiana has gone from less than 2% in 0 to 19-year-olds about 6 weeks ago to now 23%. National youths contracting COVID-19 has gone up fivefold since June. Yeah, but kids don't go to the hospital to get the virus. Well, no, but they transmit it to adults who do. Almost 72,000 children and teens caught COVID-19 just over a week ago. That's at least a substantial increase from a week earlier. CDC says 99.99% of people fully vaccinated against COVID-19 have not had a breakthrough case that resulted in hospitalization or death. 23% of new hospitalizations in the country are in Florida. Two states are responsible for a third of the COVID-19 cases and hospitalizations. Of course, Florida and, right, Texas. Many states throughout the South are now left with as few as 10 ICU beds. 97% of people in the hospital with COVID are unvaccinated. In June, every COVID-19 death in Maryland was an unvaccinated person. In Louisiana, 97% of the state's COVID-19 cases and deaths were unvaccinated people. In Alabama, 96% of the COVID-19 deaths since April of this year were unvaccinated people. anti-vaxxers are, of course, resting their wisdom, for lack of a better word, on how the COVID-19 vaccines haven't received full FDA approval. Yes, there are still those who are buying the conspiracy about DNA-altering tracking chips, but they're thankfully fewer and fewer. The ones crying about the FDA approval will no doubt create a whole new conspiracy. When that approval eventually, maybe even soon, comes about, they'll claim the approval happened because somebody got to someone, paid someone, or some other insanity. Until then, the anti-vaxxers, anti-maskers are going with Biden's open border policy and is shipping illegal aliens to cities throughout America. Their line is, it's those illegal aliens who are spreading the coronavirus, not the people refusing vaccines and masks. Okay, well, that's so. Wouldn't getting the vaccine wearing a face mask prevent you catching COVID-19 from the illegals? Well, here's an undeniable fact. Getting the COVID vaccine wearing a face mask reduces big time getting and spreading the coronavirus. This past Wednesday, Governor Murphy of New Jersey had a rather direct message for anti-vaxxers. This happened at a bill signing ceremony in Union City.
We are here at an inflection point in our fight, not just against the COVID pandemic, but also against the enormous upheaval it has meant for thousands upon thousands of New Jerseyans. And Frank, you said it well. And let's remind ourselves, we are not out of the fight. Let me just tell you, today's numbers alone, over 1,100 new cases, 13 confirmed losses of life, 598 folks in our hospitals, 99 of whom are in the intensive care unit. 90 people went into the hospital yesterday. Thank God 76 left. The positivity rate is now over 5%. The rate of transmission is actually coming down a little bit. I say all that just to remind ourselves that we are still in the fight. Please get vaccinated if you are not vaccinated. Please get vaccinated. Period. These folks back there have lost their mind. You've lost your minds. You are the ultimate knuckleheads, and because of what you are saying and standing for, people are losing their life. People are losing their life, and you have to know that. Look in the mirror. Look in the mirror.